You know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes government's got to just get out of the way. Decisions that impact the economy, they impact businesses, sometimes they get it right. But in California, they got it so wrong that it could be absolutely catastrophic. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Rant Network. It's a wonderful podcast. I'm on the road traveling here in Mexico, which I will refer to in a minute. He is Stuart Brisgell. He's in Florida. Sunny, beautiful, smart economy of Florida. We dive into raw, unfiltered issues every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern, folks. And I got to tell you, this one takes one of the cakes. We love these type of topics because we want to get into the total absurdity of modern life. And while we've been discussing politics and global affairs, whatever, we've kind of missed this story. So, folks, sit back, relax. Because you might not be eating too many McDonald's or Burger King burgers in the next little while. Or maybe you will. So, Stuart, before I let you run into this, let me lay it out for everybody just a little bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, California, in their infinite wisdom, has decided that the best way to help employees to get more money in this inflationary time is to raise wages, raise the minimum wage in one sector. Fast food. Yes, folks, the $15 minimum wage was insufficient. It is now $20 as of April the 1st. So on April 1, fast food locations across California, your Burger Kings, your In-N-Out Burgers, your mom and pops have all jacked up their prices. They've all raised the prices. Why? Because minimum wage is now at $20 an employee. Folks, I don't know about you, but whenever you have to raise wages, two possibilities are going to happen. You're going to pay more, or they're going to be less employees. But Stuart, there are other options that are starting to pop up, and it's going to hurt. And congratulations, Gavin Newsom. Rather than helping the people, you further the pain.
I'm going to leave this really easy. We got 15 minutes, David ate two, and there are five key topics. You talk about a $20 minimum wage. Let's talk about it, positive and negative. The economic impact for workers on raising the minimum wage to 20 has shown to improve the quality of living for low-income workers, reducing poverty, increasing consumer spending. Workers that earn a higher wage are likely to spend their earnings on necessities, which can stimulate the demand in the economy. However, it's essential to consider what those increases will do on triggering higher expenses and more automation by reducing the hours for those employees. Like, all right, McDonald's in Texas unveiled a couple of years ago, McRobot in Texas. Let's go back to 2015. I think it was 2015. Obama and McDonald's had a Big Mac Filet-O-Fish with fries and said, we believe the minimum wage should be raised. And the following year came out the tablet to order food without a cashier. Okay, let's go the second. The impact of raising the minimum wage on employees was debatable. Studies show that a slight increase will have little or no effect on the low-income employees. Why? Because everything and everyone will start raising the minimum prices, making a box of cereal that went from $3.99 to $9.99. Why? Well, the cost to make it, cost to ship it, right? The cost to keep it on the grocery store. Buddy, it's going to go up. Then what? $20 needs to become $40 an hour? Let's go. Business operations. So another way a company is going to say, okay, Gavin Newsom, I'll give you $20 an hour, but we're moving out of the state of California. Not opening up doors to other stores and other companies. We're just going to leave California. Or we're going to reduce our hours. Reduce our labor hours instead of being 40 hours full work week. You know what? I'll give you 24. Now, we're going to cut our hours to our business. So, Gavin Newsom, you can't get your Big Mac Filet-O-Fish with fries. We're closed. Why? It's outside of her hours. On a macro level, number four, increasing the wage will lead to higher prices. So that $3.99 Big Mac is now $16.50. That worked well for you, Mr. Big Mac. And, you know, McDonald's, who let itself on being a low-income food, I can go anywhere I want to get a $16 Big Mac, which, by the way, you should look at the ingredients, McDonald's, because if you're supporting this insanity, you deserve your fate. Let's go. Long-term effects. By going and increasing this, the reductions in income inequality is what actually ends up happening. It's like flat tax versus progressive tax. The Democrats like to rah, 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 we've added a tax to the rich. Well, if it's a flat tax, it affects the poor more than it affects the rich. Fuel tax affects the poor more than the risk. Goods and services affects the poor more than the rest, the rich. McDonald's at $16.99 a burger affects the poor more than the rich. So Gavin Newsom, what are you doing? You think Bill Gates is going to eat enough Big Macs to support your state? I don't think so. I don't think there is a single millionaire that probably eats at any regular increments.
Well, at McDonald's.
Other than Donald J. Trump, who loves McDonald's, right? Absolutely loves it. You know, the next guy, Warren Buffett, loves McDonald's, Oreo cookies, Coca-Cola.
All right.
But there is not enough gas, no pun intended, in the tank to support this. Like, I think it's a great idea that everyone should get paid a reasonable wage for a reasonable amount of work. And you know what? Are we going to pick on the landlords that now in LA that charge $6,000 for 300 square feet or a one bedroom at $10,000? You know, Gavin, I want to know, are you going to normalize rental rates of mansions to be $50,000 or more so that one bedroom apartments can be $600? Do you know that in California, most law enforcement, most life safety, firefighters and ambulance with techs, most nurses cannot afford to live near or around the places that they have to work. Why, Gavin Newsom? Because, Gavin Newsom, you've taken the minimum wage to lift these people up, to punish all those businesses, but you kind of left out the whole demographic, Gavin. Why don't you start punishing the politicians that abscond with money? What do you mean politicians abscond with money? Yes, Gavin. Why do you need so much security and why do you pay them so little? Because I think McDonald's workers deserve more than your security team. No, it's all about the $20 an hour McRip off, right? It's all about Donald, you know, Trump, because they want to make Donald Trump pay more for his Big Mac. The dumbass Californians think this is what's going to happen.
No, Stuart, I got to tell you something. Everything you said, it makes sense except for that last statement, because I don't think Gavin Newsom. Here's the thing, Stuart, and I think that what people don't realize is that you know, look, on one hand, one of the things that we've seen in many industries, Stuart, is that technology is a game changer. Technology will help you become more efficient. There's a great technologies and can be incredible. You see this with the menus. You see that people are using their own menus at McDonald's today. There are not enough as many cashiers used to be. I mean, you walked into a McDonald's, there was a row of cashiers. Today you might have one, maybe, you know, two people, but they're all serving you the food. It's because it's all done on the menu. It's done on the app. You effectively are going to nullify. You're going to nullify all, more and more of these type of servers. They won't need them anymore. The investment in this, by the way, the benefit to McDonald's was they found that their average ticket, by going through a menu system, going through an app, people bought more. Now, here's the thing, though. By putting in technology, they were able to maintain prices. If they have to increase prices, Stuart, and you and I both know this, there's a point where a person's going to go, no, you've crossed a threshold. And an example of that are that there are dollar stores in the United States that are contemplating $7 price points. $7. Okay. Now, when you think about that, you know, why am I going to go to a dollar store? You know, Dollar Tree is looking at that right now and is saying, and shoppers are going, hold on a second. I come to you for this low end, low prices. If you're going to $7, I don't need you anymore. The same thing is going to happen with these fast food places. You're just going to push these people to go somewhere else because a $16 bacon burger or whatever the hell it's called, you know what? A family of four going out for dinner, suddenly $70, they're going to go, no, thank you. Right? It's too expensive. So hold on. So now you're going to force people to other alternatives. I think what Gavin Newsom does well, okay, is further mess up the California economy. He continues to pretend that he knows how to balance a budget and how to deal with economics. I got to tell you, Stuart, his catering to these blue collar class, in theory, without understanding the ramifications, it's wonderful. He just told everybody, I'm giving you a 33% pay hike. People are thrilled. More money in their pocket. But what you said during your 5 points was exactly what people are not understanding. And I'm not trying to insult anybody. But if you haven't been paying attention in the last couple of years with increase of how much things are costing you, whether it's at the tank or in the grocery store, I mean, come on. If you're going to tell me that, you know, you haven't paid attention, I don't know where you are. That's going to happen again. That's going to happen again and again and again and again. And California, there's a mass exodus of people leaving California.
Well, not according to Gavin Newsom. There's a lot moving to California because it's the California raisin. But David, you're forgetting one thing. You brought up the dollar store. They're shutting down. You know, because
they can't afford, they understand there's a price threshold in what they're offering. And now they can't compete with the Walmarts and the Targets of this world. And this is what's going to happen. What are you going to do? You know, Gavin, congratulations. You thought you're doing a favor to the mom and pop? Because really, it's not. Listen, you think McDonald's and Burger King need more money? Congratulations. You complained that Trump is catering to large corp. But what you've done, my friend, is you're giving McDonald's, Burger King, In-N-Out Burger, all these fast food chains, the golden ticket to shut down even more mom and pops who will not be able to compete and will not be able to find employment and can't afford the technology that these other companies are putting into place, and they're going to shut down. Bravo, Gavin. You did it right.
Going back to my 5 points, there's stupidity, which is the one that covers all five. Everyone wants to give someone a raise. Everyone wants to lift someone up. I agree. I understand. I get it. Gavin, I understand that you need political votes because you're a loser. And losers need to spend other people's money. And Gavin, this is no other example where you're spending other rules for everyone. You know, Gavin, you don't give a shit if a hamburger costs $16. But if you had people that work for you, that would be their going out for dinner kind of thing.
Don't you think you're now creating the underground economy even more? Now are you not thinking that all these migrants that are coming across the border now are going to be in higher demand because you don't have to pay them a $20 minimum wage because they're not legit? Like, do you understand what you're creating here? And we saw that in many places when they pose these type of taxes or types of pricing wage increases, it's going to become cash baby is going to be even more king. Stuart, any final words before we let everybody go?
No, I say you have yourself a hot tamale ride home and look forward to seeing you Friday. Folks,
Let me tell you why I got to tell you, because this conversation is happening here in Mexico about increasing wages, okay? And it's cheap here. And I had a really cheap lunch here, but it's freaking the hell out of people because, you know what? It can't afford it. The economy cannot afford massive bumps. Little bumps, sure. Massive bumps, they're petrified. There's a presidential election happening here in June, and that's one of the items on the slate. And it's freaking people out here because the costs are just too high. Folks, on that note, I'm going to leave you. Love you. I will be back in Montreal on Friday, God willing. So I want to thank you all for tuning into this episode of the Rant Network. We hope you got something out of this. And if you're in California, I hope you're not choking on your burger. Catch us every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, noon Eastern. We are one shot. We record, we play, we broadcast at noon live. Folks, we do not edit. We don't change. As you can see, there's no cutesy shit here. It's straightforward, right to the point. So this is where it's unfiltered. Share us, folks. Social media is our friend. If you share us, if you like us, if you tell your friends about us, come to our website, check us out on YouTube, subscribe today, okay? Because these search engines, they don't like when we tell the truth. So you got to subscribe. We love your feedback. Put the comments in. And until Friday, folks, stay well. Stuart, say goodbye to the fine people.
Goodbye, you fine all people.
Not old, but everybody.